Good evening. This is Nissapod on Monday, the 10th of December 2012. And I've just been reflecting on the fact that I'm actually starting to grow in confidence and have a bit more fun as a mum. For those of you who don't know me, I'm actually a mum who works in a full-time, fairly senior job, whilst my husband is a full-time stay-at-home dad. And I think, to be honest, you know, I've always felt slightly inadequate, especially comparing myself to people who, to mums who work part-time or who are stay-at-home mums, in terms of, you know, just how well I know my child and how, you know, I tend to defer to my husband in terms of, you know, what he's eaten, what my little boy's eaten that day, and, you know, whether he's poorly, whether he needs any medication. And, you know, generally, my husband is in charge when it comes to childcare matters. You know, you don't want to have sort of lack of clarity of who's in charge, but I think I've gradually, and you would think it would have happened before now because my little boy turned 4 in August, but I think gradually I have started to take on more of a distinct role, and it's almost like the dad role because it's like I do the fun stuff. So, for example, this weekend, my little boy said he wanted a tent to play with, and he actually wanted to have a tent to play with outside, but the weather wasn't really up to having a tent to play with outside. So what I did instead was in the living room, I put our two, we've got a three-piece suite, so I put the two chairs from the three-piece suite, arranged them so that they were facing each other back-to-back with about you know, about 3 foot of space between them, and then laid a bedspread over the top, and then a blanket over the top of that in the other direction, and put a quilted bedspread on the floor between the two chairs. And my little boy was absolutely thrilled with this. He spent most of the weekend when not eating or sleeping. In fact, he would have quite liked to have slept in as well, but he spent most of the other time in this tent, and he set up a little den in there. He's got a torch in there, his teddy and various other things, and he's just absolutely thrilled. He thinks this is really fantastic. It's like, yay, I'm a good parent. I can actually sort of do something which fires up his imagination. And we've done a bit of cooking together recently, and he's very good at helping with the cooking, doing everything apart from the sharp knives, really. And there's various things where we're just taking much more of a sort of a give and take sort of approach to things, he and I. You know, so we'll read a familiar book, and he's starting to take an interest in the sounds of the letters and spelling words out and that sort of thing. He hasn't started school yet, you know, he's very much sort of doing pre-reading type activity, and so increasingly a bedtime story is a sort of joint activity in a way that it wasn't, in terms of sort of give and take and so on. So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, and you know, I do less of the sort of routine daily stuff Monday to Friday, but trying to make the most of the weekends, and making sure that I get chance to see him learning things and get chance to see him developing. Anyway, that's all I've got time to say. Bye for now.